702.
Call Refilwe on 011
883 0702.
Time to talk cars, time to talk motoring, and of course Kumbi Mjagazi is in the house. Good morning, Kumbi.
Good morning, Refilwe, and to the listeners.
And of course, you cannot relate to the introduction of cell phones in South Africa because you're a youngin.
Yeah, no, I cannot relate.
Have you seen any sort of like old discarded cell phones just lying around the house somewhere where you look at this thing and you go, what in the world is this?
I mean,
not even anything, that. No artifacts lying around the house when you were growing up.
If it's anything to go by, I mean, there was a 5310. I think it had an area as well. And then there was a 3310. I think that was my time of type of cell phones.
3310s were legendary. Yeah. Legendary. Yes. I also had, Nokias were the one for a very, very long time. Very, very popular phones. All right, cool. So you do. You can relate. You can relate to the earlier days of, you can relate to a pre-smartphone era.
Yeah.
All right, Kumbi. But of course, that's not what we got you in here for. Thanks for coming through into studio. This morning, you're giving us the cheapest cars that one can buy in South Africa. Yeah. And then, of course, you're going to juxtapose two vehicles that are fuel savers, but of course, on opposing ends of the price spectrum. Let's get into that. Cheapest cars you can buy from every brand in SA. Actually, when we look at entry-level cars, what's that sort of bracket that we're talking about, Kumbi, in the South African context?
In South African context, the most cheapest car you can get in South Africa starts actually at 163,000 Rand.
Mm.
And this is from the Suzuki stable. I think we've noticed how Suzuki's just all over the South African roads at the moment. I think they've put in so much work in ensuring that their cars are affordable, they're reachable to obviously a larger audience, etc.
Yes.
So right now, Suzuki's killing that entire market in terms of affordable cars. Mm-hmm. You've got the Suzuki Espresso on there. So I actually compiled my own list, you know, of actually cars under just 210,000 Rand.
Yes.
Because right now, when you look at going to different kinds of brands, it's there. You can start at 400,000 Rand, 800,000 Rand, depending on automaker.
Sure.
So I really just compiled five cheap cars that I think South Africans right now, and we see these cars all over the road.
And cheap being cost-effective, affordable,
correct,
but also quality,
correct,
right? Because
correct,
we do need that.
Yes.
A quick one before you give us your list, Kumbi. Is it just me, or do some of these automakers equate cheap and affordable with ugly? What do some of these cars look like?
Yeah.
Little beetles on stilts.
Yeah, yeah. So that's been
like, why are they doing this to us? We know we can't afford the darn thing.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Or we can barely afford it.
But
can it just be pretty though?
I completely understand what you mean. You know, at least make it look pretty. I think it's just trying to save costs. I don't know if they like, you know, when the design team was also under extreme budget, so they don't really put in that much work. But I think Suzuki is also trying to change that entire perspective. So their first car, which is the Espresso, I think does look a bit not that great. However, their Celerio, which is now at 194,000 Rand, that looks way better. So I've been driving now for the past 3 months, and that is affordable.
Mm-hmm.
I think fuel, very fuel efficient.
Yeah.
It's a car that I can get in each and every day, go to work, drop off my kid at crash. This is my airport shuttle each and every whenever I'm going to the airport, from Pretoria to the airport. And it's very fuel efficient. I have not had any issues with this car. No rattles, no squeaks, etc. And they've, you know, Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, things that some big manufacturers are skimping out on. So I think that's why Suzuki right now is at the top of its game. And then I have to also mention, I think this is a car that's giving the Polo nightmares. The Suzuki Swift.
Yeah.
You'll see this car everywhere. And also starting just under 200,000 Rand. So it's a Suzuki have kind of, you know, let's get into the South African market. Let's give them what they need. Let's not skimp out on much.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You spend most of your time in the car.
Yeah.
I need to have, you know, Bluetooth. I need to have an Apple CarPlay, an Android Auto display. I need to have electric foldable mirrors, as opposed to some big brands who are saying, no, at the starting price of 600,000 Rand, I'm not giving Apple CarPlay or Bluetooth.
Mm.
Which is, why are we doing that?
You know, just elaborate more on that, on the fact that you're saying the Swift is giving the Polo nightmares.
Yeah.
From a performance perspective, are you talking about, you know, the package itself, or are you talking about the performance perspective?
So this is in terms of the package. It's the package itself.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I think in the past year, it's actually taken over being number one passenger car in South Africa. So whereas this was the Polo's, you know, the Polo was always doing this, winning this day in and day out, month in, month out. But right now, in terms of the pricing as well, because a Suzuki Swift is coming in at 194,000 Rand, you cannot find a Polo at that price, unless if it's pre-owned.
And it's a lovely, I drove it, I think, for about a month when my car was in the shop.
Yeah.
And yeah, fantastic drive, nice and steady, got lovely handling.
Yep.
And quite spacious inside.
Correct.
It belies the fact that it looks so tiny on the outside, but it's a lovely car, lovely drive as well.
Exactly.
Very, very comfortable.
That is why.
And stylish.
Very stylish as well. So now people are like, no, you know what? We are going to get this. We're going to get into this because if it's going to cost me almost double that for me to get into a Polo, which back in the day, you know, a Polo was like the first go-to guy. Whenever I've got a new job now, I'm an intern at this so-and-so company, and now I need a new car, my first car, I'm jumping into a Polo.
Yeah.
But right now, that's not the case anymore. And this is where the Suzuki brand has now come in and said, listen, we'll cater for that market, and we won't just give you cheap cars or affordable cars. Let me not say cheap cars. Mm-hmm. We won't just give you affordable cars. We'll give you affordable, practical cars.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
that's another thing. And
what else is on your list?
The Kia Picanto. I think this car crawled so that your Suzuki Swifts, your Espressos could run. I think this car took on so much bashings when it was first introduced into the country. It's now coming in just over 200,000 rand, 209,000 rand, the base price. But I think it's such a sturdy vehicle. I've driven the Kia Picanto X Line. It's such a sturdy vehicle. And, I know there is so much banter going around. No, you can't drive too fast if it's windy, etc. But it's one of those cars that you can actually take a drive down to Durban while saving fuel. So and it looks good as well. It's not one of those cars that does not look good.
The styling has really improved. The aesthetics have improved a whole lot over the years. I'm laughing because the way you've just set it up is it makes me feel like the Kia Picanto is the original Mbokoto.
Yeah, that's
setting up the other cars so that they could succeed in the future. All right, so we've done four so far.
We've done four. The last one.
What's the final one on your
Hyundai
list?
Hyundai Atos.
Okay.
Yeah, this has also been a stalwart somewhat in the game. However, not the fan favorite. I don't see quite a lot of them. I do see most of them, you know, being used by fleet companies, etc. Mm-hmm. That want small cars, you know, your Avis, your car rental companies, etc. But it's also a stalwart. Somehow, it's sturdy. It drives well.
Mm-hmm.
I have driven it before, and it drives well. It's practical. Fuel efficiency, obviously, for you to come in under 200,000 rand, you need to be very fuel efficient.
Sure.
So, and it is, it ticks that box as well. Just styling wise. Not so sure.
Well, you know, it doesn't look like a half brown it used to, right? So it has improved somewhat over the years.
Correct.
In terms of what's included in the overall package, are you impressed with that?
So I'm not quite impressed with what you get. So you need to tick some options in terms of Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. So you get the basic. It's just Bluetooth. It's a little screen, but it's not. It's not offering you a lot of value for your money as opposed to the Swift and what I've mentioned, the Picanto.
Sure.
So I think that's why it's just on the back foot. And I think actually the one that's triumphing for me right now is obviously the Celerio. I think I'm biased right now because I've been spending the past 3 months with it. But I'm just really impressed. And those are my top five under 200,000 rand cars.
Okay, fantastic. Well, let's actually expand on that because, of course, you're comparing for us two vehicles that are easy or rather kinder on the petrol consumption.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Suzuki Celerio and your experience with it over how long do you say?
It's been 3 months now.
3 months now. Talk to us about the Celerio.
So there is, I think I've come in, we've kind of spoken quite a lot about it on the show, and every week I'm always surprised. I test out quite a lot of cars. Some days are better than others. You know, you've got the V8s, etc. But there's just this 1 liter engine that's always striving to work extremely hard each and every day. Not that powerful, 49 kilowatts, less than 100 newton meters of torque. Mm-hmm. It's not that great of a car in terms of power, etc. It's just, it's practical. And that is the one thing that I think we forget the most. Just literally driving from my house, going to the store, or my house, going to the studio this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That was an effortless journey. I can wake up and still pour 150 rand into the car and it will take me over 200 kilometers.
Mm.
So that's something that I think growing up mostly, it was going to the petrol station and quickly, hey, can I have 100 rand, 93 or 95?
You know, yes.
And right now you can't do that in most cars. It's because it's literally about, 3 liters. And for me, knowing that I can pour 150 rand into my Suzuki Celerio and I'm driving all the way to studio, which is about 65 k's away, and back to my place.
Yeah.
And still, you know, do the runaround. So that's one thing that's really, really impressed me on. And it is ultimately South Africa's most fuel efficient car. So bringing numbers at 4.9 liters per 100. regardless of how I push this car, Refuel, I think it's been honestly honest. I can listen 120 k's an hour, 125 k's an hour, but I will always get nothing less than 5 liters per 100. So that's something I think that they've really worked hard on, ensuring that people are saving, getting more bang for your buck. But then in terms of just sitting inside, you know, you don't have obviously the luxuries of, you know, rig or trying to, you know, adjust your steering wheel or putting your seat up. But I mean, it's understandable at this price point.
Okay.
So you've got this one set position in terms of going up, but you can move front and back. However, the interior is just really comfortable. I can project my phone.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And that's something that's cool right now. And like I mentioned, there are many brands who are not doing that.
All right. Yeah. So aircon, power steering, electrically adjustable side mirrors, like you mentioned earlier on, remote central locking.
Exactly.
Yeah. And electric windows all around. So that's pretty impressive.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, it is pretty impressive. So Kumbi, when it comes to switching on the AC in the summer, we all know what tends to happen with these 1 liters. Tell me about your experience with that.
I've not been, I prefer opening windows mostly.
Okay.
I'm not an AC type of person because of my sinuses.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll always push for always trying to open my windows just a little bit. I know that causes a lot of drag and ultimately I'm not being that fuel efficient.
Sure.
But because of my sinuses, I can't do a lot of
Okay, AC. Very, very specific. Okay, well, you got to do an AC test on every vehicle, surely.
I'm going to make sure I do that.
Okay, cool.
Wear a mask or something.
All right, so on the other end of the spectrum is the Mercedes-Benz C220 diesel.
Yes.
Talk to me about that car's fuel consumption and what's impressed you about it.
Gee whiz. I think I posted on Twitter the other day and people are still shocked at the range that I'm getting in this car, as well as the fuel figures I'm getting and the average fuel consumption that I was doing, right?
Yeah,
and
tell
the speed
us.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing 5.6 liters per 100. And this is not me driving economically, refueling.
Yeah.
This is me pushing the car to its, you know, to its at performance and everything. And 5.6 liters per 100, you're getting a tank of over 1,200 kilometers on a single tank.
Mm.
And it's a 66 liter tank. So you're looking at about just under 1,800 to obviously fill it up. But the fact that you can drive from Pretoria to essentially Cape Town on a single tank, that for me is incredibly impressive. Because right now, most of these cars, especially in that price, coming in at over 900,000 rand, the spec that I had, the variant that I don't test was 1.2 million rand.
Mm.
And most of these cars at that price point, you are not getting over 1,000 kilometers on your tank. So that was really, really impressive. I think I've driven, it's my second installment now driving the vehicle. And the first time I drove it to Palabora and back on a single tank, and I still did my run around throughout the week.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that's just so wild to me.
Pretty impressive for an executive saloon, right?
Correct,
for that that segment that it's sitting in.
Yes.
Give us a sense of the overall car, the vehicle experience. So you've given us the its fuel efficacy.
Correct.
What does the whole experience feel like,
so
the rest of it?
You've just mentioned executive saloon, and that's exactly what you're getting. Executive. You feel like you're, I think what Mercedes have done right now in terms of the new C-Class, they've kind of put it up into China being like the S-Class. And that is, so it's a baby S-Class, that's what I call it. And
interesting, because I mean, traditionally for me, never having driven one from the outside looking in, I was kind of like, yeah, it's your more sort of vanilla entry level, you know, executive car that put out by Mercedes, not necessarily impressive, but yeah, it's there.
It's,
you know,
greatly, greatly impressive.
Mm-hmm.
From the interior to the boot space to just how the car drives itself. The only worry I had was that my car was sitting on bigger tires. So that was a bit... So every hump, you're scratching it because the car is quite low.
Sure.
So that did dampen, you know, that did make the ride a bit uncomfortable at times. You know, our roads are not that great.
Mm-hmm.
So that did... So I think people who are going to buy it, I think I'd suggest just going an inch lower than the 19 inches. I think 17 or 18, I think that's going to be a perfect ride.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's a great car. I think besides what I've just mentioned now, that little niggle, that was the only thing that I had issues with. Otherwise, tech loaded with quite a lot of tech, wireless Apple CarPlay, wireless Android Auto, wireless chargers. You've got this great ambient lighting. I think they are currently killing the interior game in terms of just ambient lighting. I think at night, it looks like a really great place to be in. Really great place. You could literally, you know what, let's go for dinner in my car. and, you know, set the mood in your car and everything. It looks really good. I think Audi really started that game.
Yes.
But, I think Mercedes just came over and said, you know what, we'll take it from here. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Lovely. All right. Noreen is on the line. Noreen in Randburg has a question for you, Kumbi. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Noreen. Thanks so much for calling.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
Kumbi and Rifile.
Hi.
He's talking about cars, and I want to know, this Hyundai Venue,
yeah,
how good is it? And how much in fuel consumption does it really save?
Yeah. Okay. Are you looking at it to buy? Are you looking to buy that, yes. Noreen? You interested in it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Kumbi, what are your thoughts on the Hyundai Venue?
So I've driven the Venue quite a number of times, actually. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great compact SUVs. Everybody right now is on the compact SUV game. If you don't have a compact SUV as an automaker, then yes. What are you doing, right?
Yeah.
And it's a nice little car. I think Hyundai do make somewhat fuel-efficient cars. During my test with it, I was averaging about 5.6 liters per 100 kilometers. So that's essentially, I think, the standard within that compact SUV market.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she's looking at the Hyundai Venue. There are other options that she could essentially look at. I think even the T-Cross is also, if she's looking, because you mentioned fuel consumption. And I think the T-Cross is ultimately the best in terms of fuel consumption in that segment. It okay. does, however, cost a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But I think that also in terms of the dealer market within the Volkswagen family and just the entire value that your car is going to hold over the long term is going to be better. Hyundai Venue, though, is a great car. It's spacious.
Yeah, well-styled.
Well-styled.
Yeah.
It does not look like any cheap cheap.
Oh, no, they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
they're really nice.
It does look quite good. So that is a great car. And I wouldn't say that, no, don't go buy. Oh, I'm against it. The fuel, 5.6 liters per 100. So that's not that bad. You're looking at about 400 kilometers or 500 kilometers on a tank.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. Noreen, I hope that helps you make your decision. Although Kumbi might have muddied the waters a little bit by saying, maybe look at the T-Cross. Now you're going, yikes, how do I decide? Lionel, Pretoria East, welcome to Weekend Breakfast. Morning.
Hi.
Now you drive the C220 diesel. What are your thoughts? Do you agree with what Kumbi's laid out this morning?
It is the best thing ever, I can tell you. We fight for the car at home.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Whoever gets out first, now my wife jumps into the car. and she says that I must give a notice if I need to use the car.
So officially, whose car is it, Lionel? Or is it just...
It's my car. Mm-hmm. She has her own SUV.
Okay.
And I moved from the A-Class sedan, which has similar features. The ambient lighting is on the A-Class sedan. I don't know about the hatchback.
Yeah.
So when this one came out last year, you know, I got stuck that, oh, maybe I'll have a, what do you call those things, where you have to top up, where they have to load the deal on a new car. And I took it in and they said, no, A-Classes are popular,
uh-huh.
but they wasn't stock.
Mm.
Okay,
Yeah, there wasn't available. But I'm telling you, it's the best thing. And I was telling your producer,
mm-hmm.
My boss has an S500. They bought an S500.
Mm-hmm.
The new S500.
Yeah.
If the cars are parked next to each other, I basically give him the run for his money.
Correct.
I mean, a 3 million rent car and a 1.2 million rent car, I give him the run for his money.
Lovely.
It's a proper executive salon. I was a BMW guy, but... I'm not looking back.
Those days are long over. Lionel, thanks so much for calling in. Listen, Mercedes-Benz, find Lionel, and you've got your next spokesperson or poster boy.
Definitely.
Because he is sold. He's sold. Yeah, it's effectively concurring with everything you've just laid out, Kumbi, the performance, and of course, you know, it is, it gives the S-Class a run for its money.
Yeah, baby S-Class, literally. I think they've really done so much to ensure that this, and it's locally built as well, so there is that.
Yeah.
So I think, yay for the economy.
Country duty.
Yes, country duty.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah.
Kumbi, where do we find you on the socials?
I am Kumbi on Twitter, KumbiRaM on Instagram.
Okay, fantastic stuff. That is Kumbi Mjagazi.